Arkansas's first mass timber building is under construction on Hill Avenue in South Fayetteville's Arts District. The future high-density, climate-controlled off-site storage facility will house millions of University of Arkansas library books, journals, maps, artworks, and special collection items for remote patron access. As Ozarks at Large's Jacqueline Froelich reports, the new library storage facility shell is made entirely of thick, cross-laminated timber panels.
A construction crew trims a giant wood panel hanging from a crane this afternoon before lowering the piece into place. Towering five stories high above them, behind them, is an immense wooden box made of shiny pale yellow spruce, a future library storage unit. Roger Boscus with Miller Boscus Lack Architects, based in Fayetteville, is the architect of record for this project. He's working with designer Perry Dean Rogers.
It's about 28,000 square feet, and the book storage facility is about 50 foot tall. So the volume, almost five stories of volume, and the materials will be stacked 48 feet tall inside the 50 foot volume.
Boscus says due to a tight project budget, they sought an alternative, less costly building material.
The original design was intended to be a concrete block facility, and the reason for that construction type was to make the building somewhat rigid or hardened so that the precious materials housed within the facility would be protected in the event of high winds or storms.
Instead, this building is made of cross-laminated timber. The walls are made of 5-ply panels, 3.5 inches thick. The roof panels, 5 inches thick.
Cross-laminated timber panels are constructed by taking wood as an inch by, say, 4 inches thick, and then they run in different directions. So they cross turn or turn them 90 degrees. So each layer is 3/4 inch, and then the next layer, kind of like a sheet of plywood, is built up of multiple layers that are sandwiched and glued together and then compressed until the glue sets.
Cross-laminated timber, or CLT, provides dimensional stability, strength, and rigidity, making it an industry-approved alternative to concrete, masonry, and steel. First developed and tested in Europe 20 years ago, cross-laminated timber construction is just now taking hold in the U.S. Boscus says the library's panels are made of sustainably grown and harvested spruce by the Binderholz, a family-owned Austrian company which manufactures cross-laminated timber materials. The shell of the building, which looks like a giant toy box on the landscape, is complete. The exterior will be waterproofed, Boscus says, and clad in Akoya wood, a certified plantation-grown pine, which is treated with non-toxic acetic acids to alter the wood's chemistry, making it impervious to rot.
Which is sourced out of Texas, and it has a charred finish, and it's something the Japanese have used for hundreds of years, and it's just essentially a weatherproofing and a finish on the exterior of the building that will be here for a long, long time.
The north side exterior will be partially clad in metal and stone to match the new UA sculpture studio next door, part of a new growing art district in South Fayetteville. Boscus says he first discovered cross-laminated timber at a mass timber symposium in Little Rock hosted by the University of Arkansas Fay Jones School of Architecture and U of A Monticello Forestry School. Faculty and students partnered several years ago to conduct research and development on Arkansas Southern Yellow Pine plantation-grown CLT. Even with an extremely frigid and wet winter, Boscus says construction of the library storage facility, which broke ground last July, should be complete by midsummer.
One advantage to the CLT and mass timber construction is the speed of the erection of the superstructure, and we've saved about 2 months in the construction time on the project by using this technology.
The prefab walls and roof sections were wrapped in plastic, then shipped overseas to Arkansas.
It's just a matter of putting it up and putting the pieces together, and they screw together super fast. So like this front part of the building that was erected in the last 2 days, which, you know, with conventional framing methods would have been 2 weeks. So we've saved tons of time. These are some of the wood screws that they use. So some of them are 8 and 10 inch length, and then some of them are shorter.
Piecing the shell together requires a new skill set for a project contractor, Conreal. Taking 140,000 giant steel screws and thousands of heavy steel brackets and plates.
It was definitely a crash course for all of us. I'd be lying if I told you something, you know, different.
Using CLT construction, Bosco says, has saved the university $1 million.
This is the first CLT project in this region, and it's certainly the first in Arkansas. The hotspot for this industry is in the Pacific Northwest, where there is a plant. The first plant in the United States was done up in Montana. So that was, it's a very small plant. It's still in existence, but it doesn't really supply much to the rest of the country, from what I understand.
CLT buildings, Bosco says, are hurricane and earthquake resistant and reportedly fire resistant.
So we're inside the 20,000 square foot book storage facility. What you see are the beams that run the width of the room are glue laminated wood beams, and then we have glue laminated wood columns. The columns are about 6 inches thick, and they're about 24 inches deep. So all the vertical columns are about the same dimension, and they're about every 15 feet.
The column spacing must be tighter compared to a steel building.
The inside walls are finished. What you see is what you get, so it's all natural wood. And we chose not to put any kind of a sealer or anything on it because we didn't want to have anything that would create VOC off-gassing in the space that could potentially harm the materials that are going to be stored in here. So we just have a wooden box to store the materials.
That's roofers at work.
So the one thing you'll notice is we can actually stand here and carry on a conversation. This is one of the very few job sites that I can talk to anyone on the site almost everywhere, you know, about what's going on or just a tour or anything. It's remarkably quiet. And so when they were putting this 20,000 square foot box together, you just heard the simple sound of a cordless drill and a screw going into wood. It's very quiet. And then the idle of a diesel engine of the crane, but it really remarkably quiet. Most of my large commercial steel construction jobs, you hear non-stop hammering, banging, hammer drills, a lot of noise.
Good thing, given the building is so novel, Bosco says. He's conducting a dozen site tours per month to curious architects, builders, and reporters. The American Wood Council says cross-laminated timber is a low-carbon construction alternative to steel and concrete, given CLT manufacturing, which sources renewable softwood, results in less greenhouse gas emissions. After the new UA library storage complex is finished, library materials, including most books, will be moved into the facility. Patrons won't be allowed access to the facility. Instead, they'll use a courier service to retrieve requested items, which will be delivered to the main campus for pickup. The facility will also feature a preservation and conservation area where materials are cleaned, repaired, and restored, a digitization and workspace for staff, a maps and microforms storage area as well. The $11.4 million high-density storage facility is funded by University of Arkansas student facility fees. For Ozarks at Large, I'm Jacqueline Froelich.
And we've posted a slideshow of the new Mullen storage unit, as well as an informational PDF on cross-laminated timber industry at our website, ozarksatlarge.com.